All right, we're here. It's the Dean. We're here, guys. Let me bring in this call real quick. But guys, I got you covered. Let me take care of this call real quick, and we'll get into it. 929, can I help you, sir? You have a question. How can I help you?
I got actually two questions. The first question
I do have
is that.
Sure.
What happens if you're in a situation where a woman is asking you for money? Does that mean she doesn't respect you?
They never, right.
You?
You should never be in a situation where women ask you for money. You should really always be in a situation where women want to do things for you as far as giving you money, buying you things, and doing things like that. So if she's asking you for money, that means she's trying to balance out who you are. I'm not saying she's disgusted by you, by no means, but there has to be a balance of her time, and her time is money with someone that doesn't know what he's doing, sir. What's your second question, brother?
All right, my second question is, I had a young lady that I was talking to, and she kind of ghosted me, and I was trying to figure out why.
Okay, here's the problem. Okay, the problem is she should have ghosted you because you gave her every reason to ghost you because listen to what you're saying. Why do you care why she ghosted you? What is so big? If you learn why she ghosted you, what is that going to do?
I mean, she didn't ghost me. She blocked me, and then
Do you have the text messages that you talked to her? You have those text messages?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
let's listen to text. All right, what was the last text message you sent her for where she blocked you?
All right, hold on. She said last text message. I would like to no. She said, "My hair ain't done. I'm hibernating."
All right. What did you say before? What did you say before?
Before that,
that
I said, "What's up? I would like to know what you're doing today."
But do you? Oh man, safety. Do you really care? Oh fuck! It's a safety. Fuck! Do you really care?
Do I really care?
Yeah. Do you really care about what she's up to?
Yeah, because I kind of wanted to see if she was going to, you know, if she wanted to meet up or wanted to do something.
I don't understand something. How long have you been talking to her for?
2 months.
Why haven't you set up a date?
I didn't set up the date because I was going to, after I said, I would like to know what you was doing. I was going to do it
that day. After 2 months?
No, I went on a date with her before that.
Where did you take her to?
I took her to a restaurant called Panda.
Why did you feed her? Why did you feed her?
Why did I feed her?
Yes.
Because I wanted to get okay, that was my other question too. Should I take a woman out on a date? Because I took her out.
How old are you? How old are you?
I'm 29. And she's 36.
Why the fuck are you not taking her to the lake, spread your ass cheeks to feed the ducks? Why are you not taking her to the lake, spread your ass cheeks? How long have you been listening to me for?
Here and there. I haven't been on top of it.
Before I answer these questions, this is not for you. Find somebody else because I don't deal with here and there motherfuckers. You take her to Lakes Bridge, your ass cheeks. That's 99-cent loaf of bread date. You either take her to get ice cream, tea, or coffee on the corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air, or cocoa and wine on the corner of my dick here on your forehead, your balls in your mouth. So this isn't for you. You're not built for this, so I'm gonna go ahead and let you go. You need to find somebody else. You're just not ready for this. You're not teachable, sir. Okay, you're a waste of time. Okay, so find someone else. Good luck to you. Bye. I don't understand guys that just why do y'all
I didn't
lose?
Do anything.
Yeah, sir. This is not for you.
I'm trying to be teachable.
You're here and there. I don't deal with here and there motherfuckers because here and there motherfuckers are a waste of time. You understand that? I only deal with guys that really want to learn how to win. I can't deal with a here and there motherfucker. You understand that? You understand?
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm trying
okay.
to be there.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Take care. Bye. Get out. Go. Find someone else. Anyway, let me get back to y'all guys out there. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. I got y'all covered and everything like that, man. Let's get to some of the things I want to talk to y'all about. See, guys, as I show you guys, and not too many guys are showing you this because not too many guys want you to see this because they can't see it themselves. The reason why we are so different than everybody else is because I'm trying to show you something that most guys are not showing you. And that is, gentlemen, each and every one of you that choose to be students of the game, that I'm trying to show you to start believing in yourself enough to begin to realize that at the end of the day, you have the power to shape your reality. Okay? So many times you guys get caught up in bullshit. And so many times you get caught up in your anger, your hatred of women, or your confusion of yourself. And what I'm saying to you guys is that when game comes along, this is the beautiful thing about what I'm trying to show you guys, is that you cannot design yourself without paying attention to your details. When you are building yourself up, you must learn every detail of yourself because the details are the foundation of everything that you do and everything that you build, okay? It's not the big things like outside of you as your looks and clothes and all that stupid shit. It's all about the little things, the details of how you create your life, the details of how you talk to yourself, the details of how you build your crib to be and show why she should be fucking with you. And that's the important thing about the game that we teach here. And if you don't want that, God damn it, dude, the line is fucking open. Yes, I block people for less. Don't say the line is open and you don't call because I will block you for that shit. And I hate people that do that stupid shit. But like I said to you guys before, the only way that you're going to learn game is by having someone to show you how to learn yourself. You cannot learn who you are by yourself. That's why you're here right now, because the way you move is that you choose not to become not only the author of your story, but you choose not to become the narrator of your story. Everything that you do is important, okay? And every move that you make and every move that you assign to yourself is very important. But the beautiful thing about being a man is that you get to decide if your experiences with yourself are temporary or they're going to be permanent. You get to decide that. But when a woman breaks up with you, you can conclude that either you're unlovable, when most of y'all guys do have low self-worth, you get mad at the woman, or like this dumbass that called into the show, you want to know why she ghosted you. It doesn't work like that. People are allowed to let you go and ghost you. Guys, they ghost me too. But the difference is they always come back. They don't just ghost and go away. But that's what I'm saying about you guys, about the game, all you guys. Look, VT, listen, I'm going to give you a look, dog. Let me tell you something. Because you did that, you got 1 minute to call in and I'm going to block you. You got 1 minute to call you. You got 1 minute to call me, I'm going to block you. Because I don't like people like you that disrupt the class by saying shit like that, knowing I'm trying to teach a class. You got 1 minute to call or you're gone. So you might as well block me after a minute because I'm going to get you. But as I'm saying to you guys out there that's listening to me, this is what I'm saying. Dude, the line is fucking open right now. The line is open right fucking now. I just got a phone call. Did you not hear it? Thank you, Freelance Renorin. Gentlemen, the beautiful thing that I want you guys to understand about game that is very important to me is that I don't want you to be me. I don't want you to think like me. But I want you to think and see everything. See, the man that creates his world and his life doesn't just look at the structure of the house. He looks at the walls. He looks at the electrical. He looks at the plumbing. He looks at everything, okay? And Privilege B, you're absolutely right. I do manipulate women, so I kindly wish you the best in your endeavors. Take care of yourself, sir. Goodbye. Right. But see, this is what we're saying. See this, guys? This is the problem with a lot of guys out here. Show me one thing for all you other guys that I have truly manipulated a woman. I give women free will. What the fuck? How can you manipulate a woman when you give them free will to do anything and everything they want to do? I show you guys free will. She's allowed to go out with whoever she wants to go out with. She's allowed to date who she wants to date. She can do whatever the fuck she wants to do. She has free fucking will with me. So there's no manipulation. But the reason why they come back is because of what y'all just heard a little while ago, because I'm a smooth motherfucker. You know what I mean? So, excuse me. Just is what it is, guys. But anyway, the lines are open. Wait, I guess let me go and let Teen go, because Teen, you got 30 seconds. I'm going to give you an extra 30 seconds. Call in or I'm going to let you go, man, because I don't like guys doing what you're doing. I hate that shit. You actually didn't want to call in. Well, I have not seen American Gigolo because I'm watching Power. I love the Serpent Queen. That bitch is evil. I love how evil she is. And I'm watching A House of Dragon. Yes, the line is open, sir. You can call in. The lines are open. I got the lines open for you guys to catch up. But anyway, let me continue what I was saying to you guys out there, becoming the author of your story, because every situation that you have, gentlemen, every situation that you have, it is either going to make you do one or two things. It is going to make you powerful, or it's going to take power from you, okay? All right? And you have no – but here's the beautiful thing about it. Your experiences gives you the choice of what road you want to go down. Are you a individual who feels powerless? And if you notice the powerless individuals, they will always blame women for everything that's wrong in their life. They always talk shit about women and they just can't stand women, even though they want to fuck women. Or is it going to make you more powerful, meaning that she's allowed to do whatever she wants to do, and whether she does it or doesn't do it, it has nothing to do with me, because she's allowed to do whatever it is she wants to do, and that's how game works. See, the thing about game is when you are narrating your life, there is no room for victimhood. There's no room to say life is unfair. Yes, there are things that can happen that are unfair to you. I've always told a lot of you guys, if, you know, sometimes you get pulled over on the side of the road because of the color of your skin. I can't control that, nor can you control that. You just got to accept these things. There are things outside of your control that you cannot control. You can't control the weather. You can't control the sun. You can't control those things. But the one thing you can control is yourself in those things, gentlemen. And that's how game works. 754, sir. How can I help you? What's your question, sir?
Hey, what's up, boss? It's VV16.
Yeah, how can I help you, sir?
Okay, cool. So I was calling. I was trying to ask a question. If you feel down about yourself, if your world is all messed up or whatever, and you still want to learn a game, you still want to be a student, I have my puzzle pieces.
If what is happening to you, if what?
If you feel down about yourself, if your world is all messed up.
Wait. I need you to help me understand, because I don't understand that language. And the reason why I don't understand is because I'm the only fucking YouTuber that told you that you are the only one of your kind, because you decide to have drive, discipline, and determination to beat out all your brothers and sisters to get to the fucking egg. So why the fuck would you feel that way about yourself when you are a fucking winner? What is all this fucking poor me feminine ass shit you're saying? I don't understand. Please help me understand that. What the fuck are you so down about? Tell me. What the fuck is so bad in your fucking life where you're down?
I'm not sure. It's just some of the bad habits that I had in my past.
No, and what does your past got to do with you right now? You're not your past. How old are you?
I'm 20.
So what is holding you back and holding you down?
I'm not sure. Like, every time... Like,
no, stop it. If you're going to make a fucking statement, stand on that shit. What the fuck is...
Right.
Don't tell... I will hang up... I don't like you guys. I hate motherfuckers that say shit and can't explain themselves. What the fuck is holding you down, young man?
I just personally don't feel good about myself. That's it.
Okay, listen. What don't you feel good about, sir? What about you don't you feel good about?
I'm sorry, Steve, what'd you say?
What about you don't feel good about, man? What is it? What?
I think it's my mentality. I smoke cigarettes.
I said, what about your mentality, man? I can't put, what about it, man? What?
Right. So sometimes I smoke cigarettes. Sometimes I'll be around other people and then I'll like see through their eyes or I'll try to find myself and I don't really know myself.
Sir, why are you smoking cigarettes?
It was a habit I picked up after I said I wanted to stop smoking weed. So I picked up cigarettes.
Sir.
But I can put
I'm not trying to be. I'm not trying to be straight laced and shit. I just want you to understand something. You don't see it right now, but the damage that you are doing to your lungs is going to bite you in your fucking ass years from now. You don't even see it. It's going to fuck you up. Because eventually you're going to have to take some kind of medicine to take away whatever's fucking the damage you have in your lungs that is going to either affect your dick or your hair or something like that. Why? You know, I told you I'm a drug addict and I'm an alcoholic. You know, I've told you that. You know, I'm admitting to you guys. I'm a drug addict and I'm an alcoholic. I've always admitted that. You know that, right, caller?
Yes, I didn't know.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you because I drank me every fucking day and I get drunk off of me. That's what makes me an alcoholic. What makes me a goddamn druggie is because I tried the goddamn ecstasy of me. I tried the mushroom of me. I tried the weed of me, the cocaine of me, the rock of me, the methamphetamine of me, the heroin of me, and the fentanyl of me. So I'm cracked the fuck out on me. And that's what you guys don't get. I smoke me every fucking day. I inject me every goddamn day. Because I got to get high off of me. I don't need the outside world as an I do. Young man.
I'm listening, boss.
You're going to have to get a job eventually. And I promise you, some of these high-end jobs are going to cut your hair and put it in a plastic bag and send it to a facility to see if you're taking drugs.
All right.
What the fuck are you doing with your life?
It's not where I wanted to go. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm asking you, What are you doing with your life?
Right now, I'm currently working on getting my place. I'm just doing the thing that I was supposed to do just to mature.
Sir, what job do you have to get your own place?
Right now, I'm currently working at Panera Bread.
Okay, look, young man, listen. Please listen to me. Please. I understand if you work at Burger King, Panera Bread, Taco Bell in fucking high school. Those are part-time high school jobs.
Okay.
Those are high school jobs. You are not going to do get – why aren't you in the Army? Why don't you get in the Army? Why?
Because I have – so right now, I'm picking up another course about about social media marketing. That's my drive right now. That's my dream right
You're
now.
You're working at fucking Panera Bread. You cannot afford an apartment working at Panera Bread.
Well, I'm inside of a place that's going to help me afford an apartment. I'm inside of a shelter right now.
Why are... Sir, I see why you're down on yourself. Because you're making bad decisions. I'm just... Listen, you do what you want. All I can do is give you advice, and I got to keep going. Listen. If I were you, I'd clean my act up and get my ass in the military so you can build some type of career. Build a career and get out of the shelter. You're not going to make a career in Panera Bread. And it's not knocking anybody that works at Panera Bread, but you're not going to be able to live. And what you're doing is you're looking for assistant helping and assistant housing. I'm saying be your own man and create your world by sucking it up. You can still do what you want to do, but you need to be able to be self-sufficient for yourself and get out of the shelter. You got to get out of the shelter and do more with your life. I don't know why you're in the shelter. I don't know why you're in the shelter. But what I don't understand is you doing drugs and smoking is wasted money. You're wasting money on packs of... You don't do drugs, but you smoke, right?
I'm sorry.
So you got to buy your fucking packs of cigarettes, right?
Right.
With your Panera Bread money.
Right. Yeah,
sir,
boss, my career.
But I'm sorry?
My career is business. My career was going to be business if I didn't go to the Army.
But you don't, you have no plan. You're in a shelter. I'm saying just try the Army. Just try it. Fill out, take the test. And see if they can do that. Listen, that means that you will have 3 square meals. You'll get free rent. You'll get to travel. And you get to go to school on the GI Bill and learn a trade. You can't beat that with a fucking stick. And you don't have to be in the front line. You can, whatever, once you take the test, they'll give you a list of options that you can do. But you got to start. You got. But what? What?
No. My sister, she was in the Army, and she just told me her experience and everybody experienced.
Wait, but it's your sister's experience. Why do you fucks listen to other? I don't want to, dude. Just fuck. I'm gonna let you go. I can't help you. I can't. Are you gonna fucking tell me about your fucking sister's experience? Are you your sister?
No, only my.
Do you bleed? Then what the fuck are you telling about your sister for? Why are you telling me about your sister?
Not only my sister. I was just telling you about like.
Why don't you live with your sister? Why don't you move in with your sister?
You're right.
Oh, my God. All right, dude. Listen. I can't.
No, I'm listening. I'm listening, boss. I'm just.
You're not listening because we had this conversation fucking before. Did I not tell you to do this shit before?
To go to the Army?
Did I?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe so.
Then why are you wasting my time? I can be helping someone that actually wants to be helped. No, I can actually help someone that wants to help. No, listen. We've already had this discussion. I don't need to repeat myself. You show me what you want to do. You want to do it your way and go ahead. I can't help you.
That's
you
not
choose
it,
to do
I'm
it
just,
your way. That is it,
I
motherfucker.
Already,
why aren't you in the military? I told you this a while back.
I'm in the same predicament that you.
Sir,
the only skills that I want to learn is the game. I'm in the same
predicament
that you're telling me.
You don't need to learn. The game is everywhere and everything. Can you get the fuck out of shelter and stay with your sister, please? And start at that point?
Yes, I can do that.
Then why aren't you doing it?
You telling me to do it now? Or are you telling me to...
Listen. I can't tell you what to do. You do what you want. I'm just putting weapons on the table. You do what you... You're not my child. I cannot tell you what the fuck you should be doing. You figure it out yourself what you want to do. You figure it out.
Right.
I've given you different things to do, but you are choosing what you want to do. I can't help you, man.
Plus, I'm really just trying to understand myself. That's the only thing. I'm really just trying to chase
after
myself.
Get your lazy fucking ass in the military, boy. You ain't got no fucking discipline.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right. No, I understand now.
I don't understand you, y'all guys, man. I don't understand. I told you before the benefits, and yet you don't want to do it. So don't do it.
You're right, Steve. Am I still going to be able to call you in the army?
No, fuck no. This ain't about me. Stop making this shit about me. You're not me. Do you. I'll just give you a piece of fucking advice. Take it or leave it.
Right.
It's not up to me.
Right.
It's not up to me. You're 20 fucking
right.
years
gotcha.
Old in a fucking shelter working at Panera Bread.
Right.
All right, man. I got to finish
right.
up the show, dog. All right, man. I'll holler at
okay.
you later, man.
All right.
I already talked to you, man. Thank you for calling. Gentlemen, I don't say any other question to ask, but what I'm saying to y'all guys out here, the importance of game is that this is why everybody cannot be a man. It just is impossible because people don't look at opportunities when they come. You have all you guys listen to me right now. All of you guys have an opportunity not to become like me, but to become the best you by learning game. But so many of you guys want to do it your fucking way. Do it. Like that guy called me. You know, I'm off and on. Guys, listen. You have to understand secrets. Y'all don't, okay, a lot of y'all, well, most of y'all have never been in a secret society, so y'all don't know how it works. Once you are in, you're in for fucking life. You can't, there is no in and out or I'm going to be this today I'll give you a crime scene, like the triad, like you can't be, or in the mob. You can't be, okay, well, I'm going to be Pizone. I'm going to be in the mob. Yeah, let's do our stuff. Atamati, whatever the fuck, right? And then the next day say, well, I don't feel like being in the mob. I'm just going to take a week off. Motherfucker, or a month off. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. And if you can see the result of what I am, I'm still learning. You never stop learning. You never stop learning, man. You never stop learning. But the sad thing is that you guys out here don't have, yeah, Yakuza, right, Justin, yeah, they'll be in the Yakuza on Tuesdays, yeah, whatever, yeah, Tuesdays and Saturdays and everything like that. Then I'm going to work at fucking Chuck E. Cheese every other day. Hi, little Timmy. Hi, yeah, the ride's over there. Doesn't work that day. Doesn't work that way. Look, you either in 100%, or you're going to be like everybody else. And this is why game isn't for everybody. It's for an elite group of individuals. That's the best way it can be. It's for an elite group. Elite is the key word. Elite. And it doesn't mean you are elite. Is that you have the drive to become elite. But most of y'all guys just don't have it in you. Yeah, I one of the first things I always ask clients, how much red pill information have you digested? Because a lot of that red pill information is going to make things harder for you, because people don't understand how cults work. People don't understand that, oh, hook it, did he make it? God damn, he made that shit. People don't understand how cults work and how it's so hard to come back to reality when you have been blinded by another man's thought process. Thank you, 169 likes, okay? Okay. The best human, Steve, should I approach most women I see every day? Approaching for what? I don't teach approaches. I don't know. What is that? What is approach? What is that? What do you mean? I'm not trying to be a dick, but what do you mean? Approach and do what? I don't understand what you mean. No, I'm not trying to be a dick. I don't know what you mean. What does that mean? Approach and do what? Get her. What does that mean? Why would you do that? I think you're in the wrong room. I think he's new too. So yeah, but yeah, we don't approach women and we don't get the numbers. You're in the wrong. This is not the. I'm not gonna say it's the wrong room for you, but we don't approach women and we don't get the numbers, sir. That's not what we do here. Yeah, he's new. I think he's new. He's new. So yeah, we don't do that, sir. Here, I'm not trying to be a dick here, but I don't. You're talking to me in some weird language. We don't approach women and we don't get their numbers, sir. Not here. It is that's for guys that have low self-worth, for guys that don't believe in themselves, and guys that want to pander after fucking women. So we don't beg for shit. So yeah, the more you're here, I guess you'll learn. But yeah, we're on some other shit. We have too much to bring to the table to beg for a number, sir. And if you learn and grow, you'll see that we actually do that. So just hopefully that is. But guys, if you got any questions, y'all let me know, because I want to make sure that I answer any of y'all questions that y'all have and everything. Yeah, we'll do 8 more minutes. But if you got questions, let me know. We got y'all covered, man. And if you guys out there, like I say, I'm going to drop the video of me and my high school friends interview, which is like 54 minutes. And then I got a short one I have for you that I'm going to start doing short videos of. Someone's asking that. And now, oh, wait, hold on, Russell, get it. Oh, God damn it, catch the ball. Anyway, so yeah, so I'm going to do some short videos off of movies and shit like that. So I'm going to be spending some more game with y'all every way I can. So, but always remember, guys, this is not for everybody. And a lot of guys out there get frustrated because that is just so hard to take a accountability. I don't know yet, Daniel. I don't know yet. If I do, I'm looking at doing something in the morning. If I drop a video, I'm going to do a show. Let me see if I can find that time. I'm going to do a video. If I do a video, it will be, let me see here, find this shit. If I do a video, it'll probably be Tuesday morning around 3 or 4 in the morning. Yeah, I might do it then. I might do some around that time. But I don't know yet, but I will put something out for you guys. Yeah, so, but as I said before, Steve, most of the game I learned was with the advent of the internet. So you're saying your mentor was teaching you this deep level. Yeah, I was 9, so I'm 51. I'm old as fuck. I'm 51 years old. So think about it. I was before the internet, dog. Yeah, man, I was learning that shit way back in the day, dog. Because, see, y'all don't understand that y'all think the world started with the internet. And that's y'all's problem. y'all see a fucking movie probably made by a black woman, rumor, The Truth, that was produced and directed by two transsexuals about a fucking pill, and y'all ran with that shit. Y'all think that shit is real. Y'all think that shit is actually real. It's amazing. It's fucking amazing. Yeah, Game goes back to the beginning of time, though. Game is so much beauty in that shit, man. There's so much beauty in that shit. So, but y'all guys want, it's like you want to be told what to do and what to think. And if anybody's doing anything right by you, they're going to show you how to think for yourselves. And that this, I'm serious, this is the biggest issue. Nobody's teaching you how to think for yourselves. Nobody's teaching you that, how to think for yourselves, how to actually move like a man who is self-sufficient. Yeah, I'll lead you along the way with some stuff, but y'all can see when I showed you, I guess I'm going to have to grab that shit. I'm gonna see if I can grab that and probably make a YouTube short out of that shit. Tell them what to say. And you say that shit to the girl and all that shit. Probably make a YouTube short out of that. So I'll probably do that. Make a YouTube short out of that shit. But no, man, I again, guys, as I told you before, there's nobody that teaches you about the puzzles. Nobody teaches you about Sexoween or Halloween game. There's nobody that even talks about the graveyard. There's nobody out there that talks about your fingerprint. And y'all guys think that this is all gimmicky, but it's not. It's gimmicky to the person that wants to find a reason not to do it. But if it's gimmicky to you, then by all means, don't do it. Don't do it. By all means, don't do it. So that's all I say to y'all guys. But, you know, for those guys that want to win, again, it is very rare to be a man. It's the most beautiful thing, but it is actually something that people don't or can't or don't have the build to do. Being a man is the quintessential thing that most guys will never be able to master in a lifetime. Because they're spending their life being told how to think. Thank you, 173 likes. But without being told to think for themselves. But that's where a real good mentor comes in at, because he shows you how to think for yourself. So if one cannot do that, then one cannot grow. So it's just, it's always what it is, gentlemen. It's always what it is. But it's a beautiful thing when you have game, because you win. Moves you make, winning moves, thoughts, all that shit. But I'm going to grab that thing and make a YouTube short. So I got to start putting out YouTube shorts and shit. So I'm going to make that bitch a YouTube short. So last round of questions for you guys. Let me know. We're still pushing forward. You know, we're still pushing forward, and we're still trying to do everything we can to do the one thing that rarely people are doing. No one is teaching you how to believe in yourself and think what I'm saying. Nobody out there is teaching you how to believe in yourself. We're trying to get you to do that. When you can start believing in yourself, that's the beginning. It's not the end. It's the beginning, gentlemen. But no one can force that on you. You must be a student of the game. And like that, see, if you're just off and on, don't waste your time here. Why waste your time? I would never, ever disrespect y'all guys and say you're worthy of information if you're off and on. Then it's wasting information. Some of y'all think, is this something to think about in the game, man? I got y'all. You got to get yourselves, though. You got to get yourselves, though. And until you do, you're always going to struggle, because the struggle is why. Why? It's always a struggle. No one got going off scripted. Like, wait, what does he say? Wait, I don't see Clive. Clive said, no one Wait, no one not going off scripted like men and women on the phone. Wait, I don't understand what he means. What does that mean? Hey, Clive, what do you mean? I'm sorry. Real quick, Clive, I don't understand what you mean. No one not going off scripted like men and women. I don't know what that means. If you can clean that up, I don't understand what that means, sir. But we gave y'all an example. We'll probably clip that, put that as a testimonial or a receipt. He says, oh, nobody's going to help their viewers to get women on the dome like you. Well, I'm not trying, again, guys, I'm not trying to get you women. I'm not trying to get you women. I'm just utilizing. That's all I'm doing is utilizing information. Because my mind moves faster, I see things faster, and I see moves that can be made because I'm truly a student of the game. I'm not just fly by night. So, you know, we'll be here as long as we possibly can. We'll be here as long as we possibly can. So that's what we do. But anyway, guys, I appreciate all you guys. Like I say, we'll cut this. We'll drop a receipt. We'll call a receipt. I got a 6 or 7 minute video. And then I got a 54-minute video of me talking with my high school guy. So I don't know. We'll drop those. But I'm going to drop more short videos. I got to do that. I got to drop more short videos. So I'm going to start kicking off short videos and stuff like that. Just chopping up game and taking things that I see to utilize them. Okay. So I will try to go. One thing I always wanted to grab is the Vasalis nothing. So I'm probably gonna do that number two video. That's something showing y'all TV shows that have game and shit. I want to show y'all Vasalis, man, because there's some shit and there's some game in that motherfucker, the shit that the king said. So we'll do that. Now I'll grab some things from the tutors and stuff like that. That have importance to help you guys grow and to understand different aspects of the game. That's what's important to me. And guys, I appreciate all you guys out there, man. As I always say, and I am the only one on YouTube that says this, gentlemen, before you go to bed, please think about the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there had one thing in common, and that was they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it's going to be your last, gentlemen. Not to say it is your last, but it's going to be your last. Now, don't look at it that way. Also, guys, I got another poem track. I got another track for the ladies out there. I got another track that I'll be dropping soon. You know, it's been a minute since I dropped a track, so I got a new track for you ladies out there. So make sure y'all check that out. And also, like Cody said, make sure y'all check out the Halloween game. We have something for everybody. It's 9/25, September 25th. We gave you enough time to utilize the Halloween game. There's no excuses. There's no excuses why you can't utilize this stuff to benefit yourself. Okay, guys? All right, man. Hey, it's going to be okay. We'll get there together, man. I got you. But I need you to get to you first, okay? Get to you first. All right, guys, I got to post some of this shit up. I got to get something to figure out what I'm going to post up, how I'm going to post up. But also, I got to play that new Call of Duty because I think this shit's about to die out. So I got to play that before the beta and shit like that and finish watching the football game so I can fuck with 1950. They're like 50 teams up by 5 points and shit, so I can't really fuck with them right now. So I got to watch the game. All right, guys, fuck with me, man. Peace. You still up?
Yeah.
Okay. So you assume, are you playing the game right now?
Nah. I'm just practicing.
Okay, so you want to set up a room? Let's go. You want to roll it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, go ahead, set it up. I'm on my way, my nigga. I'm sorry, I went a little bit over, brother. I got you, though. That's... Hey, I'm going to let you score a touchdown, man.
Hey, all I know, y'all better win tomorrow.
Hey, wait a second. No, wait. Hold on. Wait. He talking shit now. Hold on.
The way you've been